Even as President Trump claims peace talks are underway, tonight the Army is preparing to deploy up to 1,500 troops from the elite 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East to support the war. The president has said he does not plan to put boots on the ground, but the soldiers of the 82nd are trained to parachute behind enemy lines. Their deployment, on top of the 4,500 Marines and sailors expected to arrive in the region this week. It comes as President Trump and Iran send clashing messages about whether they're negotiating. Trump insists they are.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly.
Iran says that is simply not true, that there are no talks, and that Trump's statements are part of efforts to reduce energy prices and buy time for the implementation of his military plans. The president will not say which Iranian leaders the U.S. is talking to. Today, he cryptically noted that he knows Iran is going to make a deal because they just gave the U.S. what he called a very big present.
They did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present, and the president arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize, and they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it, so that meant one thing to me: we're dealing with the right people.
The White House would not say what exactly that gift is. The president would only say it's related to oil and gas passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials still insist there are no negotiations underway with the United States. But tonight, sources tell me the Trump administration has sent over a 15-point peace plan to Iran by way of Pakistan with hopes of ending this war, David.